This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Jackie Judd. The Senate resumes debate today on legislation to create a new Department of Homeland Security. Democrats are complaining there is much in the 500-page bill that needs to be explored, but all signs are that the Senate will follow the House's lead and pass the measure very soon. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, that will set in motion the biggest government reorganization in more than 50 years.
Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge yesterday said he expected Congress to pass the Homeland Security bill within a few days.
And sometime in the next week or two, we anticipate the president will sign it into law. Then the fun begins.
Fun, indeed. Creating the new department will be one of the most complicated things the government has ever done. It involves merging about two dozen existing agencies, including some as different as the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the Coast Guard, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It also means bringing together up to 200,000 workers and a budget of almost $38 billion. Even more importantly, it involves some brand new government functions, including assessing the terrorist threat, figuring out the most vulnerable targets, and deciding what to do about it.
That's a very broad landscape.
Phil Anderson is a senior fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He thinks the new department will improve the government's ability to protect the nation, but he says it's going to take some strong leadership, especially because there's so much uncertainty about how it will all work.
It's like anything. You really won't know where the real problems are until you actually do it, until you actually bring it together and try to ensure that there are clear lines of communication, that there are clear lines of responsibility and accountability.
Everything, he says, that the administration wants the reorganization to accomplish. Indeed, the White House has been actively planning the merger for months. Ridge's Homeland Security Office is overseeing teams of workers representing all the agencies involved. They've been sketching out the logistics of everything from who's going to do what in the new agency to figuring out how to deal with different personnel systems. The administration has 60 days after the president signs the bill to give Congress its reorganization plan, and then a year before where the department has to be completely up and running. It's expected the president will quickly appoint someone to head the new agency, possibly Ridge. But Paul Light of the Brookings Institution says realistically, it could take 3 to 5 years before the department is really doing what it's supposed to do.
Many of these agencies do not do Homeland Security as their primary mission. But for this department to succeed, Homeland Security has got to be the number one priority of every agency involved.
For example, he says, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's main job now is to respond to natural disasters. The Coast Guard deals largely with protecting boaters, and immigration workers, who now provide visas and citizenship services, will also move to the new agency. It's not clear yet how those functions will fit into Homeland Security. And, says Light, there are other, more basic challenges.
From the very beginning, it's going to be very difficult for the different agencies within this new department to talk to each other electronically. Many of them have custom systems that were built over the past 20 years. Some of them are antiquated. Some of them are relatively fresh. Some of them are in midstream. And I think the transition team understands what's ahead, but it's going to take a good long time.
And there are other questions. Democrats say the legislation includes some worrisome last-minute provisions, including one to give pharmaceutical companies liability protection for vaccines given to children, and another allowing the government to contract with businesses that move offshore to avoid paying U.S. taxes. That's not to mention the broad authority the president will have to manage workers in the new department, something labor unions say could cause big problems for the agency. Bobby Harnage is national president of the American Federation of Government Employees.
I think they're going to have a recruitment problem, they're going to have a retention problem if they do away with a lot of the rights currently enjoyed by federal employees.
But who knows if that will happen? It's all uncharted territory. Paul Light predicts that the new Homeland Security Department, in fact, could become the most exciting place in government to be. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.